And now we look at another southern city where the political world has been roiled by very different circumstances. Larry Langford, the mayor of Birmingham, Alabama, was convicted on Wednesday of accepting more than $200,000 worth of bribes in exchange for sweetheart municipal bond deals. The jury deliberated less than 2 hours before delivering its verdict on some 60 counts, ranging from bribery to money laundering to filing false tax returns and fraud. The verdict triggered Langford's immediate removal from office. He was replaced by City Council President Carol Smitherman. With us to talk more about this is John Archibald. He's a Metro columnist at the Birmingham News. Welcome. Thank you for joining us.
Hi, Michelle. Thank you.
John, as briefly as you can, how did all this start? How did this case start?
Well, it really started years ago when former Mayor Langford was president of the Jefferson County Commission. It was engaged in a lot of debt involving its sewer system and ended up receiving a lot of gifts from a friend who is a bond dealer, which wound up really pushing the county to the brink of the largest municipal bankruptcy in history.
You wrote about the reaction of Langford's wife, Melva, to the verdict. You wrote that Mrs. Langford's emotions overflowed. She ripped into the racial state of Alabama and the Justice Department and claimed racial prosecution in a way that her husband until then had avoided. You said it was an emotional response at a difficult time, and it began to divide the community immediately. What about that? I mean, you can understand on a personal level why she might have these feelings, but do other people feel that way?
Certainly. I've been stunned that a lot of people do not understand how much pressure she was in at one of the lowest points of her life. And she's had such dignity and charm throughout the whole affair that it really bothered me the way people have come out and attacked her for taking that point, for basically saying what was on her heart at that particular moment. And I think that the town continues to be divided by it now.
But do other people feel that way?
Do other people feel
do
as
other
I
do? People agree with her?
A lot of people do. A lot of people don't. It's become very divisive in the last couple of days.
And it's also obviously been a very kind of emotional experience. I just want to play a clip for of the former mayor speaking at a press conference after the verdict. He was actually very complimentary of you, but you were about the only one. Here it is.
Mm-hmm. You are the only one who's tried to give balance to the stories. And for that, I'm going to thank you for it, at least reporting both sides. I wish the rest of you had been as fair.
He had nothing nice to say about the rest of the local press corps, by the way. He had this exchange with a television reporter, John Papke. Here that is.
Mr. Langford, are you surprised they reached
I'm not
a
surprised about anything you've ever done.
Right, absolutely.
Because you have been the worst of them all.
Absolutely. Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Let me look you in the face and tell you, mm-hmm. You damn right you have.
Okay. What have I done?
You are a snake.
I reported both sides.
No, you didn't. Mm-hmm. You're a snake.
Okay.
And I got news for you. I didn't say it behind your back. I'm telling it to your face. John Papke, you're the worst reporter Birmingham has.
I agree with that.
What's that all about?
Well, you have to back that up to the very start of this press conference, really farther than that. Langford had campaigned under this. He's a big idea guy. He threw out some said crazy ideas like Birmingham needs to try to get the 2020 Olympics and some things that seemed just bizarre to a lot of people, equestrian centers in urban areas and that sort of thing. So what happened was Langford walked out of court after just learning that he might have to spend, the rest of his life in prison. He's got his wife beside him. And the first question out of this guy's mouth when the crowd of cameras come around were, he said, Langford, what does this do for Birmingham's chances for the 2020 Olympic Games? And clearly everybody in the media there was shocked at the question, and Langford himself was stunned into silence, which is very rare. And in my view, that is what precipitated a lot of the emotional response from both of them.
Do you think going forward, and John, we only have a couple of minutes left, do you feel that going forward, and I should mention that Langford is not the first official convicted in connection with this sewer overhaul. Some 24 commissioners have been convicted, along with 3 former commissioners. But going forward, is this trial going to have a lingering effect on the racial relations in the city?
Well, no more than we already have, frankly. Birmingham was talked about as the most segregated city in America in the 1960s, and I would argue that it's worse now. in the sense that we have found legal ways to isolate ourselves from each other through city limits and school districts and that sort of thing. So we always have that that issue, and it looks like we continue to fight it.
John Archibald is a Metro columnist for the Birmingham News. He was kind enough to join us from NPR member station WBHM in Birmingham. John, thank you so much for speaking with us.
My pleasure. Thank you.